the high desert in the great American Southwest. I'm Art Bell.
Slamming into your radio like a supercharged nanoparticle of unobtainium. My name is George Knapp.
I'm Richard Serrett.
This is Connie Willis.
I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast to Coast AM.
It's great to be here.
Welcome to Coast PM, the number one unofficial Coast to Coast AM podcast. We are two brothers who analyze the world's largest overnight paranormal radio show known as Coast to Coast AM. My name is Paul, the one who listens to this inexplicable radio show here with my brother.
Hey, it's Chris, and I sure am excited for another episode of Coast to Coast PM today.
No, and I am back because last week was all you, Chris. You flew solo.
That's right. And maybe I flew a little too close to the sun.
Yeah? How did it go?
Crash and burn. It was awful.
That's good to hear. Well, at least no one's going to, I guess, be glad that I'm here?
Yeah.
Not glad that I'm here?
There you go.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Something.
Whatever. Well, Chris, today we have an episode. We are going to be listening to the February 24th, 2024 interview with Richard Serrett and Bart Sabrell.
All right, man. And what are they going to be talking to us about?
Bart Sabrell is one of the leading moonland hoaxers out there. He says the moonland was a hoax.
It was a hoax. It didn't happen. What does he go with? Does he go cinematic? It's just all made in a Hollywood basement.
Made in a Hollywood basement, and Mission Control got fed fake information into their little computers because how would they know the difference, Chris?
Ooh, okay. All right.
All right. We're going to get into it today, which is
very,
very exciting.
Very interesting.
But before we get to any of that, Chris, we got to go check in with our good friend Tim Banal at the Coast to Coast AM blog.
Tim time.
Today's article is actually a follow-up article to one of our past stories.
No way. I think this may be an absolute first for us. I don't know if we've ever done a follow-up on anything we've ever said we're going to follow up on.
Why would we do that? Why would we do what we say?
Why would we ever say we'll follow?
People don't come to us for that, Chris.
No. I mean, if anything, it's kind of nice, right? We're kind of like an episode of Seinfeld or It's Always Sunny, right? You can just jump into any episode, really, and it just makes sense.
Well, not today, though, because this is a follow-up. Today's article, insanity defense offered in Oklahoma Sasquatch summoning murder trial.
Oh, my God. Paul, can we get a... Well, I'm sure Timmy does it. Let's get a quick reminder. What the heck was the summoning trial?
Oh, he's going to... Don't worry. He's going to recap it for us.
Yeah,
don't
we got to get a recap. Give the recap, baby.
From the article, a murder trial set to start this week in Oklahoma will decide the fate of a man who allegedly killed his fishing buddy and later explained to authorities that he did so in order to stop the victim from summoning Sasquatch to eat him.
If I remember correctly, our theory was that these guys were like just high on some smack.
Yeah,
doing some PCP or something. Something weird. Some kind of violent drug.
Most likely, yeah, because weed doesn't do that to you.
No. Really, even mixing weed with anything isn't going to do that to you. You're doing like crystal meth or something.
Mm-hmm. The bizarre incident occurred in July of 2022. How long have we been doing this podcast?
I don't know.
I don't know. All right. Well, anyways, when Larry Sanders and Jimmy Knighton visited
probably
the
almost 2 years. Probably almost. We're probably getting close to 2 years, dude.
I think we are.
We only do one episode a week, and we are almost at 100.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That would be 2 years.
Or almost 2 years in.
Dear God.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that. I was just like, July 2022. Is that a typo?
Wow, dude. So that's actually pretty early on was the last time we talked about this.
And it's stuck in
my
memory.
The American judicial system is slow.
It's just about to start. It's been 2 years. The trial is just about to start.
This guy murdered his friend, and he's just now being tried for it.
Anyways,
go.
July 2022.
This is
Larry
bonkers.
Sanders and Jimmy.
This is inexplicable, dude. This is inexplicable.
When they visited the state's South Canadian River for some noodling,
Which
is the practice of catching catfish with one's bare hand.
Can you imagine going to the South Canadian River? What a gross-sounding river.
The grosser, the better for noodling.
That is true. That's 100% true. You want, like, mud river.
Yeah.
That's where you want to go noodling.
It's the only place to do it. During the excursion, the two men got into some kind of a disagreement that culminated with Knighton's dead and Sanders confessing to the police with a caveat that Bigfoot was ultimately to blame for the friend's demise.
That's my catfish. That's my catfish. I'm going to summon Bigfoot right now if you don't say that's my catfish.
It's just such a ballsy move to blame Bigfoot for the murder.
These guys were probably not the brightest bulbs in the tool shed.
Do you think he thought he would get away with it, blaming Bigfoot?
I don't know what this... There's no telling. This man's brain is fried. You know what I mean? This is a man who has used chemicals for a long time, and his brain is mush.
Specifically, Sanders reportedly weaved a wild tale wherein Knighton had lured him to the spot because Sasquatches were gathering on the South Canadian River, and he was to be a sacrifice to them.
So he flipped the script.
Mm-hmm.
He flipped the script. He said, actually, you're the sacrifice, bro.
Mm-hmm. There's reverse Uno card.
Yeah, reverse. Actually, you are the one who is cement glue.
As such, his reasoning went, he had no other choice but to kill his friend to save himself from becoming Bigfoot food.
Are they eating humans? That's not really what we're hearing, right? From the general Bigfoot mythos?
Typically, no. I will say that some people say like Bigfoot or giant-like creatures living caves in national parks and are eating people. So I think there is a brand of a Bigfoot auteur who would say that they are eating people. I would say it's not common.
I would say giant and Bigfoot are two different subspecies of cryptid, though. Like, they are two separate things.
I would agree. I've heard it interchangeable of it being okay. Bigfoot that lives in caves and giants that live in caves. All or right. Maybe the giants are being mistaken for big feet.
Okay.
Bigfoot. Not sure. Bigfoot tie.
Yeah. Bigfooty.
Yeah. So, well, we'll see. Sanders was subsequently arrested for Knighton's murder, and the case wound its way through the Oklahoma judicial system for over 2 years, culminating in a trial scheduled to start on Tuesday. Rather than argue that he was not responsible for the killing, since his multiple confessions made that point rather moot, Knighton's attorney intends to offer a defense of mental illness or insanity at the time of the offense.
Yeah, mental illness is probably the right one to go with. Yeah, you know what he said Bigfoot. Guys, I mean, Jerry of the court, I have this man's testimony here, and it is the testimony of a madman.
What if this guy was just getting messed with by his friend, though, and his friend didn't think he would take it that seriously?
And his mind is complete mush, and then he's probably high on... Again, whatever mix of chemicals he was high on at the time, and he's like... I'm about to be sacrificed for real.
Yeah, and he just bought it, and his friend was just screwing with him and making a joke.
Yeah, oh, totally, totally. He's like, yeah, dude, I got a whole Bigfoot council in the woods coming right now. We're about to sacrifice you, bro. Reverse Uno card on you. I love that, dude. Reverse Uno card. That's so silly.
A defense enlisted psychiatrist will be called upon to testify that, based on his examination of Sanders, the murder was brought about by a methamphetamine-induced psychotic disorder that caused him to believe in the terrifying Sasquatch scenario, complete with vivid hallucinations of the menacing creatures.
We called that from the beginning.
We did it.
I don't think... Timmy told us it was definitely meth in the first article, Coaster Notch. You may have to go back and listen to that one.
I don't think we knew at the time that it was meth.
No, I don't think we knew it. Mm-mm. So, and I think we called meth then too.
Don't smoke meth and go to the woods alone with your friend. It just feels like a bad idea.
Fishing seems like maybe noodling. Noodling is a way more intense version of fishing. But yeah, dude, just like regular hole in the ground fishing, you know what I mean? Like, that is not
It's not
good
upper
math.
activity. That's not what you take uppers for.
No. Well, noodling though, dude.
I
Getting a
guess.
giant catfish chomping down on your arm and you're bleeding, that is meth fuel.
That's true. That's true. Potentially bolstering their case is previous testimony from the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation special agent who interviewed Sanders and recalled him claiming to have seen Bigfoot at the time of the incident. As for Sanders' potential drug use, he somewhat amusingly revealed to the arresting officer that he, quote, usually does a little meth to get him going in the mornings.
Well, the coffee always upset my stomach, and I had a buddy tell me you should do a little methamphetamine.
Oh my God, that is
Really?
amazing. In the morning.
Just a little bump in the morning to get you going, officer. It ain't illegal. That ain't illegal.
Wow, what a beautiful, beautiful time. Well, I
Was
cannot
Paul was
wait.
this? Paul, was this what Merle Haggard was talking about when he was saying we don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee, but we smoke methamphetamine?
Yes, I think this is
Is
mostly what he was thinking
that's
of.
what he was thinking of, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. This would be a good murder ballad.
It would.
This would be a good murder ballad. The murder ballad of the Oklahoma Bigfoot friend murder Bigfoot sacrifice.
Yeah.
Sacrifice Bigfoot murders.
Yeah, it's kind of remind me of that song Boys from Oklahoma, honestly. I'm gonna work on that.
Work on a good look that you guys will never hear and we'll never talk about again. There will be
There will be no follow-up.
follow-up on that one.
I think we have 8 screenplays to write so far,
Yeah,
and now we have a song.
we have a lot
ChatGPT
of
can help us out with this.
We're
All
gonna have
right.
to, we may have to pay for it to get a full screenplay out of it, though.
That's true. That's true. Well, Chris, are you ready to jump into our episode for today?
I'm gonna dive in head first.
But before we get there, we gotta do some housekeeping.
Oh, yeah.
You can support us on patreon.com/coasttocoastpm, the exact URL that you think it would be. You can email me at c2cpmpod@gmail.com, or you can find Chris at r/coasttocoastpm is our subreddit, the thriving community of Coasternauts. And I think that's pretty much it. Let's go to the episode, brother.
Let's go.
All right, the February 24th, 2024 episode where Richard Surrett is interviewing Bart Sabrell. Let's start off with Richard asking why people get so mad when you call the moon landing a hoax. Like, why are they upset by this?
Why don't be mad about that?
Why do you suppose so many people get downright angry, even to the point of taking it personally, when people like you try to present an argument that the Apollo missions were an elaborate hoax? Why do they get so angry?
Because what I'm saying is true. Because a sword with no point makes no injury. It's one of those things that has become a god to people. What I've started realizing lately is, whoever killed JFK, he's still dead. It's just a matter of who did it and why. Same with 9/11. All those people are dead. It's just a matter of who did it and why. This is different. This is a positive lie, like giving candy to a child and then trying to take not only the candy away, but give them a plate of manure instead. A few months ago, I did the Glenn Beck show, who's allegedly anti-deep state, and he basically, insulted me. I told him I had a video that he could see for free at Sabrell.com of NASA saying the technology to go to the moon through deadly radiation has not been invented yet. And he said, "Well, the video doesn't say that." I said, "Well, yeah, it does." "No, it doesn't. Have you seen it?" "Well, no." The fact is, Glenn Beck says, apparently, America has gotten bad, but at least we went to the moon. And then he has on the one Apollo astronaut who has the audacity to claim he's a Christian, and somehow that makes whatever he says believable.
This dude is wild. He's just like full on taking swipes at everybody.
Oh my God. And the best part is, dude, he does not let this Glenn Beck thing go.
No,
It is so
he's
funny.
sights on Glenn.
Oh, dude, and
But for the
the
Coast
sword.
crowd, dude, I imagine there's a lot of Glenn heads in the Coast crowd.
I mean, listen, big gold fans in the Coast crowd. I'll say that. And that's a lot of crossover with Glenn fans.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. This is, I have a feeling that the Venn diagram on this is mostly a circle.
It's gonna come up a couple more times, the fact that he's really mad at Glenn
just
Beck.
Hates Glenn Beck. That's awesome. I haven't thought of Glenn Beck in like a decade.
I didn't know he was still doing stuff, but I guess he has his own network. Of
course he. What else
now.
Does he do? He has his own network.
Yeah, it's like Fire.
He had to. After he got, was it fired, let go, he resigned? I don't remember.
He was definitely fired. Pushed out.
Yeah, definitely, right? He wouldn't have left willingly. Once he left, he had to go start his, it's like Crooked Media or something. No, that's the Obama guys.
Yeah.
But I think it's something stupid.
I think it's Fire. I think it's like Fire TV.
Blaze,
that's it. It's the Blaze, dude. Well, that was the thing, is that I was trying to find Sabrell's interview with Glenn Beck because I thought that'd be really funny. Couldn't find it. I think it's behind a paywall.
It probably is behind a paywall. It's a shame. Did you check out, can we watch the free movie where NASA is saying the technology to get to the moon hasn't been created yet?
Oh, yeah. So I didn't pull that. But basically what it's referring to is that we are not able to completely block the radiation.
Yeah.
Because it's a big radiation belt.
Yeah.
So the idea behind it is that you just move through it quickly. You don't sit there and wait. So like, yeah, we can't completely block it. But going to the moon and back is essentially like 1 year of working at a nuclear reactor in terms of the amount of radiation that you take in. It's not good for you,
right?
But it doesn't kill you because of how quickly you're moving.
I liked the idea that, what was it, Avenue 7 or whatever the heck that HBO TV show had, that it was like a poop shield.
Yeah.
And that the poop shield somehow stopped radiation
from
getting into the... getting into the ship and affecting humans. I don't know if any of that is remotely true, but it's hilarious.
There's no way that feces would be the protector against radiation.
I just, for some reason, I want it to be true.
It would be great if it was.
No one has told me definitively that it's not true, so I'm going to keep on believing that we're going to have to travel the stars in a poop shield.
Well, Chris, sadly, we don't know how to even get to the moon, which is a bummer. And revealing that fact is going to destroy the deep state, which is very
I got a quick, just, you know, just to help me get through the rest of this whole entire thing.
Yeah.
Does he believe we have never, ever been to the moon? Or does he believe just like the initial Apollo mission was a fake?
We never landed humans on the moon.
Never, ever.
Nope.
Humans or... Humans. Okay, but maybe other
tech. He seems
to
believe the drones that have been dropped, the rovers, are fine.
Okay.
The humans have not been landed.
No human has been on the moon. Okay.
And he mostly talks about the first time we landed on the moon, but not the other three times, because we went to the moon a lot, and it's just we all stopped caring, because it's like, okay, cool, you brought back some rocks. Nice.
How about the International Space Station? What's his take on that? Does he talk about it?
That one's fine.
That's
cool. The ISS.
Okay.
So he's not a flat earther. He doesn't think we live in a dome.
We've just never been to the moon.
We've just never been to the moon.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Deep state. Let's destroy it.
Yes.
Stay down. I read a review of my book online recently, and one of the people said, if the public finds out that the moon landings were falsified, and they indeed were, then they will never trust the government again. It will bring the deep state down. And we have so many new revelations, so many proofs coming out, and the media that claims to be, you know, anti-establishment refuse to cover it because they're controlled opposition. They're afraid because they know if the public finds out, it will enrage them. That footage that you mentioned at the beginning, we uncovered footage of them faking part of the mission. We're going to realize that the federal government has gotten so out of hand, so arrogant, that they not only take our money to deceive us, they use that money to hire people to kill our brethren Americans to cover up their crimes. And this isn't my opinion. This is the opinion of the widow and son of a dead astronaut who was going to be the first man to walk on the moon, who was the NASA whistleblower at the time of Apollo. They told me, he was killed by the CIA. Some podcasters don't want to talk about it. It's, I don't know why, because they want to bring down the corruption, and yet they're not using the number one key to do it, which is exposing the moon landing fraud.
I just don't know if I buy that Americans can hate the federal government any more than they already do.
I don't know if I buy that the worst thing that they've done is fake the moon landing.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
That's the most benign thing that could happen.
I mean, I can kind of see where he's coming from, where it's like, again, we were just talking about this. It's like one of the last great things that we did as a nation, right?
Yeah.
And I think especially thinking about our grandparents and those of us who have older parents, like, they all remember where they were when Apollo went up, right? They were, you know, everything stopped, right? When that Joker flew off into space. And so I think there is probably a sense of wonderment and sense of endearment, sense of, you know, like, whatever civic pride there was, you know, the old nostalgia of those things. I do buy that there is something wrapped in, right? There is something wrapped around the space program, especially in the 60s and early 70s. But hold up, just one more. Let me finish. But what I think is he's confusing is that if this was 20 years ago, maybe it would hurt. We all hate the federal government now. Nobody likes it. Even the people who kind of like the federal government hate vast aspects of the system. Like, no matter whose side you're on, hates whole chunks of the system. And so it's like, yeah, I don't know how much of a blip this would even be. It's like, yeah, it's just another thing. And I think half of America would be like, yeah, I kind of always thought it was fake anyways.
Well, and the other thing too is that I think he's dating himself a bit here,
right?
Because totally. The majority of America was not alive when the moon landing happened.
That's what I'm saying. It's like older parents now, dude.
Yeah,
older parents and grandparents are the only ones who remember this thing. Like the gen, I mean, nobody.
It's basically just boomers. It's boomers. Yeah. Gen X wouldn't even remember. They were barely alive.
Yeah. Most of them were just being born. I mean, maybe your oldest Xers.
Yeah.
Maybe, right? Yeah. Xers would have probably some recollection of it.
Yeah. And it's, in my mind, I don't know, like giant torture programs or the Snowden revelations of America was spying on all of us. Yeah. That feels worse.
Yeah, anything with the FBI, anything with the CIA is worse than them faking the moon landing.
It's just like the moon landing is such a quaint conspiracy
that
it almost just feels absurd to be like, this is going to take down the deep state. It's like, really, if the deep state is as evil as this guy thinks, this is the worst thing that we can pull. Yeah. To unravel their sweater, you know
it's
what I mean?
It's not even close. This will be a blip on the radar. They'll be like, yeah, but we had you going pretty good for a while, didn't we?
It would be kind of funny, honestly. Yeah. Like, oh, you got us.
We had you going pretty
and
good.
Everyone who would have been responsible for hoaxing the moon landing would also be dead by now. It's one of those things where you're just like, oh, well, whatever.
Stanley Kubrick died, 30 years ago?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was the one that filmed it.
Yeah. Well, let's find out, Chris, why the moon landings were fake. He's got some proof. He's going to run us there.
All right, let's get the proof.
Revelations in the book. But you talk about, like, proof one being the shadows cast by, you know, rocks standing next to an astronaut and so forth. Can you just run through that for us?
Four proofs that we mentioned, the simplest one, you could prove it in a court of law. Is all you got to do is go out into your front yard office parking lot at noon on a cloudless day and look at the shadows of you and another person or two trees or two telephone poles. And you'll see, because the sun is a million times bigger than the Earth, 93 million miles away, it's going to cast shadows in the same direction over an entire continent or a moon, meaning all the shadows you'll see are parallel. It's impossible for them to intersect in sunlight. Go to Sobral.com, click on the 3-minute video. You'll see a photograph that they claim was from the last moon mission where an astronaut shadow is going at 12 o'clock and a rock 5 feet away is going at 9 o'clock, a 90-degree intersecting shadows from objects 5 feet apart. That's 100% proof it's an electrical light, which means they're on Earth and not on the moon, and that's all you need to prove it.
This kind of, like, nerd crap when it comes to conspiracy is the stuff I don't like. When we start talking about the temperature that steel beams melt at when it comes to, like, you know, towers falling down, I don't care. I don't care. I just don't have any care about, well, the direction of the shadow and the different... I don't know, dude. It's the freaking moon. What do I know what shadows on the moon look like?
It's also 100% about, like, perception and angles of where the picture was taken and what the picture is able to see. Apparently, we don't want to talk about this, but... It's a matter of angles, and flattening a three-dimensional field into two dimensions can obscure directions at certain points based on the angle that you're looking at the shadow.
I don't have any spatial reasoning, dude. So these kind of arguments are worthless on me, whether pro or anti. If somebody telling me this is why the angles on the moon landing are totally correct, I'd be like, dude, sure. Whatever. Who cares? Give me the better proof than that.
All right. Well, we don't have a lot of better proof, honestly, for this, but we can keep going through it.
It's mostly shadows and angles. It's all going to be spatial reasoning, and you have to use your mind to understand how things work. And I'm like, can't do it, bro. I'm sorry. Like, give me the philosophical reasoning why the deep state would do this. And I'd be like, yeah, that sounds pretty good to me, you know? And this guy, I like, he's like taking giant swipes at dudes. And I'm like, yeah, man, let's start looking like, call out Leon Panetta or something. You know what I mean? Like, give me something good. Give me something tasty. Tell me why Dick Cheney is a butthole and did something with the, NASA faking it. You know what I mean? I'm here for. I'm not here for angles.
All right. You're not here for angles. Let's get to geopolitics then. How about that? China knows we faked the moon landing, Chris.
You're not into all angles? Right. Well, here's another four clips about angles.
I'm skipping a lot of angle clips.
It was mostly
shadow directions, but we're going to skip that. I'll do my own part by myself. Where I get really into angles.
Okay, yeah, do that. We can do a Paul's, like, Shabbos sermon.
Paul's Shabbos?
Yeah, Paul's Shabbos sermon.
I have to actually, like, have it on video, though, so I can walk everyone through the angles.
Yeah,
so
Paul's really Eid el-Fatir.
We're gonna follow up with that one, okay? It's gonna be great.
It's not
happening,
guys.
I have a friend who personally works in the command center of the Chinese Space Agency. And he told me just a couple of months ago, everybody there knows that the moon missions are fake. They have photographic evidence of the Sea of Tranquility with no lunar lander, no footprints, no flag, okay? And that they are blackmailing NASA to force them to give them space technology, which is a violation of the Espionage Act, in exchange for not blowing the whistle. You see? And so China and their honor-based culture of thousands of years old, they've actually never said that they're real. The agreement is they will never say that they're real, but they'll never say that they are fake as long as they're being blackmailed, right? Russia is doing the same thing.
I would think that in order to hurt our cultural hegemony, that it would be better for Russia and China to just be like, whatever. And I mean, they're, because again, maybe this is to his point that maybe they are holding on to these cards, because if there is proof about all this other stuff and these national governments have it, why wouldn't they leak this stuff?
Yeah, and here's another but then I guess
everyone starts leaking, right? It is kind of the mutual assured destruction, because we have stuff about Russia. I mean, Tiananmen Square alone in China could probably bust open China.
Yeah, but the thing is, we also do leak that stuff constantly. Like, here's what I think is the biggest flaw in his argument, is he's saying during the space race, Russia was so far ahead of us that the U.S. couldn't beat them, right? This is kind of the classic argument. So we faked the moon landing, even though they got to space first. They send a dog in first. They send a human up first. But we get to the moon first, right? So then Russia starts blackmailing us, saying we know it's fake, to get our space technology. Why would they need our space technology if they're more advanced than us?
They didn't have Velcro yet, dude, and Tang. And so the Russians were like, we got to get that Tang recipe.
It was mostly the Tang recipe.
Well, and Velcro. Dude, okay, you got to think. I mean, look how many athletic outfits Russians have bought in the decades since. And that's a lot of Velcro in those things, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly Velcro.
Yeah.
So I think they needed the help on those things.
Okay. Well, then maybe it's fine. But I'm just, so I feel
I'm going to give them a pass on this one.
All right. So we're going to mark this probable.
Probably for Tang and Velcro.
Okay. Fair.
Dude, it's the perks of a consumer society, dude. The Russians had no answer for it.
Man, what a bummer. Well, all right. So that is the geopolitics section, Chris. Both Russia and China both know this is fake. They're holding it back to keep getting our space technology that we're illegally giving them, because apparently they still haven't caught up to us. Why do they need it? What are they going to do with it?
Just on this, I mean, how much of the drive to get to the moon was like space tourism for rich buttholes?
Mm-hmm.
Just like, can you imagine those, you know, former German Nazis just sitting there and being like, well, the potential of space commerce is in the billions, if not trillions of dollars.
Who really knows? Well, do you want to get to proof number two, Chris?
Is it more angles?
No, this one's AI.
Oh, AI is proof?
So apparently this Bart Sabrell is claiming that Google's AI said that the moon landing images were faked.
Okay.
Because RT recently didn't cover a story that you think they would cover, right? About 5 months ago, there was a big AI conference, just like they have automobile conferences and shoe conferences. There was an AI conference held in Moscow. Google brought in their most advanced neural network, multiple AIs hooked up together like the human brain. They gave these teams of people 3 days of access. One team had it write a symphony, one had it write a novel, and one team fed it information through its special deep fake detection protocol that can tell in 1 second if a video of Trump or Biden is real or not. It's never been wrong. It fed it pictures of probes of the surface of the moon from China taken a couple of years ago. The computer said it's absolutely real. Then, in comparison, they fed them pictures from the Apollo mission, and it instantly said fake background, fake foreground, fake this, fake that on every single Apollo picture that they fed it. Putin was there himself. I have a video of it. Go to Sabrell.com, scroll down. There's a video of Putin being shown that the AI says the moon landings are fake. He looks not surprised at all. In fact, he looks afraid because he's blackmailing the United States too.
So did you look into this one, Paulie?
I did, and none of this is accurate. Number one, he doesn't have a video on his website showing this. He has a bunch of pictures on his website in a PDF document that are incredibly unclear what's happening. They're
possible deepfakes if we ran it through the AI Google detection neural network.
Yeah, which is most of the things on his website are like grainy JPEG type things where you're just like, what am I even looking at?
These types of guys live in grains.
Yeah. And this was a like rumor that went around on the internet, but essentially what happened was there was a Russian report that quoted that a conference member in Russia said that Google's network claims the moon landing pictures were fake. Google has said they did not attend this conference, nor was their technology used, which Sabrell says, no, it was. Google says, we weren't there. I tend to believe Google, not because I trust Google, but because why would they go to a Russian technology conference right now?
I don't think that, yeah, that's why I was confused. I was like, why would Google go to, because I don't think Google's allowed in Russia.
I don't know. They barely have internet in Russia. Like, that's not really a
Russian
thing.
They have Russian internet.
Yeah, they have Russian internet. I'm sure some Russians are able to access outside networks.
Right.
Mostly for hacking. And also, I don't think Google would want to bring their technology into Russia because it could very easily get stolen.
Well, they did. They did back in the day.
Apparently. The other thing that I found curious is that the way that deepfake, technology works, if you are attempting to track down whether or not it's a deepfake, it's seeing if it was digitally manipulated. And to train an algorithm to detect digital manipulation, you need to feed it digital images. I don't think they would have trained this machine on film moon pictures from the 60s. So I don't know if anything it would have would be reliable, nor is anyone claiming that the moon landing pictures are a deep fake. That's different from a staged photograph. That's very different, actually. So I don't know if this technology would even be useful if it was used, but Google's also claiming that it wasn't used at all. So yeah,
because the film was almost certainly doctored somehow, right? Like, had to have been for it to be used in publicity and stuff like that. So any photos we have now have been doctored to hell for 40 years.
Yeah, and beyond that, the technology that you're claiming to have used detects digital manipulation, and these film photographs wouldn't have been digitally manipulated. What you're claiming is that they were put together on a set.
Created, right.
On a set, right? That's not a deep fake. I made a set, and then took a picture of the set, and then said it was the moon, which this algorithm is not designed
to. That's an interesting point.
Yeah,
that's
so it's like,
an interesting point.
I don't understand what this deep fake detection technology is supposed to do with a set picture. You know, what I mean? Like, you give it Harry Potter and it says, no, this isn't actually Hogwarts. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think it was doing more of what I was saying. So they're like, well, the foreground's been manipulated and people in the photo have been manipulated. That's what it's testing. It's like looking for areas in which like Adobe can have manipulated things. Like, that's what it's doing. Right.
Yeah. If you're feeding in recent pictures of the moon landing, then yeah, they might have messed with them to make it clearer for sure.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And I mean, but what I'm saying is that they probably manipulated the actual pictures when they came off the film in the first place, because that film was especially made to be publicized.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the first thoughts was like, these photos are going to be in every magazine, every newspaper. This is propaganda, baby. Like, of course it's going to be manipulated. That was my point.
Yeah. I gotcha. Well, Chris, do you want to get back to Glenn Beck?
Yeah, let's go to Glenn, dude. I actually kind of miss Glenn, dude. He was just like a wild person to listen to sometimes. I actually listened to Blaze Media for a while back in the day, but they were just, after a while, just a little too wild for me.
Well, he's still around. He's still got his chalkboard.
Yeah.
Remember the chalkboard?
I love
classics.
The chalkboard, dude.
So let's get into why this matters a little bit, right? Why do we even care?
Glenn Beck
really did fake it.
Glenn Beck was probably really one of the first mainstream people that taught me about conspiracy theories.
It's his fault.
This is
his fault.
It's kind of his fault. It was probably him and Tucker.
That's when your brain started turning to mush. It would have been Tucker yet.
Dude, Tucker on MSNBC.
Tucker on, was it Crossfire? Was he that conspiratorial?
He was conservative in a liberal world, which was at the time enough to be conspiracy theory for me.
Okay. Well, let's get into Glenn Beck, Chris.
if they really did fake it and I start uncovering these rocks, that could be dangerous. I'm not going to risk my life for what Nixon did, right? 5 years go by, I realize, Richard, that the faking of the moon landing is more profound historically than if they had actually gone. I mean, look, either they planted a flag, came back, whoop-de-doo, even though they can't do it 54 years later, or they lied to the world, they embezzled money, they held ticker tape parades for them, they printed on coins and stamps, and they murdered Americans, including astronauts, to cover it up. If that's true, which it is, that's so much more profound historically than if they had actually gone. And I realized this is worth dying for. This is important because we can have a great awakening about everything else, but if people still believe this lie, we do not actually have an awakening. And you just have to imagine if the public found out for certain an astronaut fest or the government acknowledged it or who knows what, there would be dead silence. And people would go, wow, look how far we have fallen. And the thing is, a lot of people have the Stockholm syndrome, including Glenn Beck. They keep defending people who are murderers and abusing them and deceiving their money.
Yeah, I don't want to bring Glenn, but
Richard, like, dude, I'm not trying to mess with Glenn Beck fans. Please stop calling.
They are
Glenn
rabid
Beck.
Dogs. Do not mess with Glenn Beck fans.
Please don't mess with the Glenn Beck fans, man. They do call, and I don't like messing with them. They typically listen to him earlier, much earlier. So if they're up this late, they're cranky.
And they have a lot of gold and guns, dude. You don't want to mess with those people.
You don't want to mess with people that love gold and guns.
Those are two things that can destroy you. So you got to be careful there. But I do just love how he keeps coming back to, like, this is the thing that's going to cause it all to fall. And it's like, you know what was more upsetting to me? When I found out what the U.S. government did in Indonesia, helping a million communists be slaughtered. Like, that's much more upsetting.
That's all.
I wish the only thing we did that was bad was faking going to the moon.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be cake at this point. You know what I mean? Just U.S. American foreign policy since the 40s.
Everything post after World War II.
Post-World War II, we're just terrifying sons of bitches to the rest of the world, committing war crimes and being like, somebody do something about it. I mean, we've had presidents say that we would storm The Hague, which is where the International Criminal Court was, if any general or any American was ever tried. And here's the thing, I 100% believe they would do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. It would be like January 6th, but with...
But with, like, NATO.
With NATO.
But with NATO. Which is terrifying, dude.
Yeah, because they would actually have guns.
They would have
more
than that,
you just see a swarm of them on the Hague.
Dude, jets just, like, strafing the Hague and... Yeah. Tanks rolling up and armor personnel and freaking you have like literally like the Dutch harbors are all freaking just nothing but American battleships.
Yeah,
it's actually kind of dope.
Yeah, and we would probably do that for like one general who was on trial.
We go hard, dude. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of awesome, but at the same time, like, yeah, that's more terrifying to me than faking the moon landing. And what's more terrifying to me is a whole bunch of politicians who are supposed to be helping America, sucking the life force out of America and buying, you know, $30 pints of ice cream and being like, see, I'm just like one of you.
Well, you know, the thing is, I'm rewatching The Wire right now. If there's one thing I learned from Stringer Bell, Chris, sometimes you got to send a message.
You got to send a message.
You got to send a message. And our buddy Sabrell's message to us, Chris, is that he doesn't mean to keep harping on Glenn Beck. He just got triggered by a lunchbox, and it's led him to continuing to talk about Glenn Beck. So let's get into why this lunchbox upset him so much.
Now we know the astronauts that were killed on the Apollo 1 command module, Virgil Grissom and Edward White and Roger Chaffee. Was it one of these individuals that you were referring to?
Yeah, and that's the saddest part about this. I mean, I'm holding back tears knowing I'm going to have to tell this sad story. And let me just also say thank you, Richard, for the correction rebuke about Glenn Beck. The reason that affected me so much, number one, right around that time, someone emailed me an eBay picture of a lunchbox with the moon landings on it. And since I've seen that, I'm just kind of more angry than I used to be. They're literally brainwashing children, you know, the people who perpetrated this fraud. And I guess I was more disappointed with Glenn Beck because I do respect him. Like you, I think he's absolutely sincere. And I think he is a Christian. And it's probably because of that love of him in that way.
We criticize the things we love the most, right?
We do. That's why I criticize Coast.
Yeah. We criticize the things we love the most because it's family. When you hear your family.
It's also so awesome. It's like someone sent me a picture of a lunchbox with the moon landing. So how old do you think that lunchbox is? How many children have you seen in the past 20 years
who have a lunchbox?
Of the moon landing.
Dude, when we were kids, it was embarrassing to bring your own lunch to school.
Oh, I remember really not wanting to do it. Yeah.
If you weren't going getting that tray, dude, you were a loser. I'm just having a PB&J and some goldfish, guys.
Nah, you got to get those fried chicken tenders.
Yeah, dude. All
and that weird scoop of mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah, dude, with a little bit of brown gravy.
Yeah, and what I think were tiny cuts of peaches. I don't know. They're like weird medley.
You would scoop up the mashed potatoes and the brown gravy with the chicken tender. Yeah. Boom, baby. I know what I'm having for lunch.
Well, throughout this interview, though, Surratt keeps having a really hard time reeling this guy in. He's a bit all over the place, in case you haven't been able to tell.
If the world knows the great America is the biggest liar on Earth, which they are, you know, we want to do a reset. I say reset to 1776. You know, they're not only a danger to life, they're killing their own people, trying to expose their crimes. They're a danger to liberty. This little thing we had for 3 years, you had to ask permission to have more than four people at your son's birthday party in the privacy of your own home. That means that one group of people is either the parents of the other group of people, or one group is the masters and the other groups are the slaves. I mean, first they say you can't go to church. Then they say you can go, but you can't sing. Who are these people? I thought this was the government of the people where everyone's equal. And we're in slavery and we don't even know it.
In the book, Bart, you talk about uncovering the official...
Sir, it's like, please stop calling this slavery.
Yeah, please stop.
Please stop
saying what you're saying right now. Some of us are masters, and most of us are slaves. Oh, my God, dude, please.
Who are these people saying we can't go to church? It's like, dude, this was like 3 years ago. I don't care.
Slow down, man.
We're over this. We've gone through it. We're done.
Nobody wants to talk about it, man, anymore. And that's why Trump won the primary, because nobody wanted to talk about COVID. And if you couldn't convince conservatives to talk about COVID, you weren't going to convince anybody to talk about COVID.
It's so exhausting. I'm like, I've never not wanted to talk about something so much.
Yeah.
But it's just like after 2 years of that shit, you're like,
dude,
I'm done.
Don't bring
I'm done.
It up.
I don't want to hear it again. I don't even like that I said the word.
Yeah, dude. Like that kind of. I do like. I did really love, though. Yeah, I got a reset for you. 1776. I was like, my dude is on one right now. I love that.
He just has that boomer energy, you know, like where they start airing their grievances and they can't hold it in.
Yeah.
And everything that's pissed them off in the past 10 years has to come out in the stream of consciousness.
And none of it really makes any sense. And it's just loosely, tangentially tied together in some amalgamation of just pure, it's just pure despising society, right?
Yeah. Which I get. Yeah. I get.
Some of it isn't wrong. You know what I mean? Like, he threw in some strange choices in there, but some of it was all right. It's like, yeah, dude, our leaders don't care about us and kind of openly despise us. Like, yeah, that's true. You know, it's like they really would prefer us to be dumb and stupid and not really around. We're inconvenient for most of them.
Yeah, pretty much the entire oligarchy feels that way, especially like you think about the billionaire class. They actively don't want to be around you.
Yeah.
They have private islands so they don't have to be around other poors, or the poors, I guess.
Yeah, the poors.
But yeah, that's why I think I think he's just a symptom of the illness of society,
right,
where it's like, this is what happens to the brains.
Yeah.
Is they turn into this man.
You turn into this man.
Which is bad.
He's been pummeled, dude. He's been pummeled and beaten down, and he doesn't. And this is like when you don't do the necessary like introspection, and then also like outward spection, exospection. You know what I mean?
Reflection, I think maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, just like where you are in relation to society, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has zero idea. It's just all narcissism, right? Yeah. And so he can't understand, why have I failed? And so now he's just perpetually pissed off.
Yeah, that's a good point. The why have I failed thing, I think, kind of hits.
Yeah.
It hits pretty hard. Well, Chris, for the piece de resistance today, do you want to hear how all this ties into Planet X and the Vatican?
Wow. Planet X and the Vatican.
Well, and a little bit of Bill Cooper, too.
If I'm not mistaken, Planet X has not been around the planet since the creation of the Vatican.
Did they banish it?
No. I just mean the last time Planet X was near our planet would have been pre-Vatican.
Pre-Vatican. Wait, how often does Planet X come around again? I forget. Was it 4,600 years or something?
I thought it was like 9,000.
Oh, no, because it aligns with the Graham Hancock stuff.
Yeah.
So it's I think it might even be like 12 maybe for some people.
Yeah, somewhere
Anyways,
around there.
Let's get into that, because I was like, did you just drop Planet X and the Vatican in the same conspiracy? This is awesome. Let's go.
There's an article that took me about 200 hours to research, and it's about Planet X. And it looks like, according to Janet Napolitano, who gave kind of this retirement speech, everyone knows about Eisenhower's military-industrial complex speech that he did the last day in office. He did nothing about it for 8 years, because he knew they would kill him if they tried, and the next guy did, and they killed him. So he warned us on his way out, where Janet Napolitano said the day she resigned as Homeland Security Director a few years ago, a natural disaster is on its way that the United States has never experienced before. So there's three clues here. What everyone is preparing for, why the government is batting down the hatches and writing all these laws that they can confiscate your property and inscript you into slavery, during a national emergency. What are they preparing for? Well, we know that it's a natural disaster. We know it's a natural disaster that has not happened in the history of America. And a third hidden clue, it's a natural disaster that somehow you could know about years in advance. You see that? So what is that? We've had volcanoes, earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, tornadoes. But we've never had a comet or an asteroid or a rogue planet. And rogue planets, apparently, statistically, there are two for every solar system. Planets the size of Jupiter that free float through the universe are grabbed by a solar system like ours and circle around on a comet-like orbit. Most of the time, they're on the other side of the sun from Earth, but ever so often, they're near us. In this article, I detail how a rogue planet came by in the year 705, because at that time, every calendar of the Earth had a 360-day year. It's not possible. Well, this planet, which I believe the Vatican has nicknamed Lucifer, they have the most powerful telescope in the world, controlled by the Jesuits. It's called the Lucifer Telescope. Malachi Martin, the guy who disavowed the Jesuits on his deathbed, said they're tracking an object that will play a significant part in world history in the last days. I believe they're tracking planet Lucifer.
Did you look into any of that?
Well, yeah, first off, all that shit's made up. Really? Oh, especially the... Yes, there's no planet Lucifer.
I figured it wasn't actually called Planet Lucifer, and like the telescope is probably not the telescope Lucifer telescope. You know, that's his own little sprinkling of sauce. But I don't know. I thought maybe Malachi Martin did renounce the Jesuits. Did you look into that?
So Malachi Martin, I'm not sure about his relationship with the Jesuits. I do know he did not talk about this on his deathbed.
Okay.
Malachi Martin died falling down stairs.
Yeah, he died pretty immediately because he was 97.
Yeah, he was an incredibly old man that fell downstairs. Yeah. The conspiracy is that a demon pushed him.
Right.
Because the demons were mad that he had banished so many people.
Okay. So he was just, that was smart though, to bring up Malachi to a coast crowd.
Yeah, honestly, that was pretty smart there. Smart. And I also don't know what telescope he's talking about, because there is the Vatican Advanced Technologies Telescope, but that's based in Arizona. So I guess maybe that's what he's talking about, but it's not the strongest telescope in the world.
No, I would imagine not. I mean, I believe Webb is now.
Yeah, so I'm honestly confused, and that's the thing.
Unless
he
means like terrestrial telescope.
But even then, it still wouldn't be the strongest terrestrial.
I don't know, dude. The Vatican is kind of weird about astronomy.
Unless they're lying about the specs of their telescope on the internet. I don't know. Yeah. But anyways, generally, it is difficult to trace down what this guy is talking about most of the time.
Right.
Because it's like tangentially related to something that's real, but he just spins off into his own direction.
Right, right. Yeah, he likes to add a lot of flavoring.
He does. A lot of spice. A lot of pepper. He likes his dishes caliente, you know what I mean?
I was going to say, going anti-papist, you always got to love it a little bit, you know? It's just... That's just a flavor of American conspiracy that we can just never get rid of.
Much like the moon landing. I think we're going to continue to hear about how the Vatican is evil for generations.
Like, no matter how much power they've lost.
Yep.
It's like, do you think an all-powerful institution would just have crumbled the way the Catholics have? It's really... But I mean, I guess this is to our point, right? Is that all of the old institutions are crumbling.
Yeah.
And so that's why I kind of don't buy that the Earth, the moon landing being faked is going to have any real earth-shattering consequences to the psyche of Americans. We already it's all fake.
I would honestly,
it's fake.
Legitimately, I think I would think it's kind of cool. Yeah. I'd be like, wow, we pulled that off for real?
We pulled that? Hell, dude, that's a great PR team.
That's a good grift.
That's a great PR team.
Yeah.
But again, it also is perfect because, like, that's all America. We just, are you not entertained? We are the world's entertainment, and if you're not entertained, we're going to bomb the crap out of you. And that is a form of entertainment too, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we all love tweeting about the wars. A lot of wars going on, and it's how we invest our time now. It has been turned into a form of entertainment. I don't even think it's real for most of the people that are yelling about it.
Entertainment, blood sacrifice to the god Moloch. I mean, it's good stuff, dude.
Yeah.
And that's where the real juice is.
Yeah. And that's
this
why
guy's over here talking about the papacy.
That's why in my backyard, I'm building a giant owl made of wood that I'm going to burn and sacrifice as I slaughter a bull. Because Moloch needs his sacrifice.
He does.
I have one more clip for you, Chris. And this one's just kind of fun. It's a caller who was name dropping a website that they run.
All right. Let's say hi to Roger in Phoenix, Arizona on the wild card line. Roger, good morning. Welcome to Coast.
Kudos, both of you. LennonMurderTruth.com.
All right. Let's see. Just wants to plug a website.
So he got cut off very quickly, Chris, but you got to hear LennonMurderTruth.com, which I did go to.
Okay.
And it is a website that purports that Stephen King was the real murderer behind John Lennon's shooting.
Is that right?
Yes.
Stephen King did it.
Stephen King killed John Lennon.
Why?
I don't know. I was afraid to download the PDF because I thought it would give me viruses, but that is what the website is.
That's almost certainly spyware, but if any brave coasternauts want to download it and maybe upload a picture of it on the subreddit, let's see it.
Drop it on the subreddit. I want to know more about why Stephen King would kill John Lennon.
Why would he do that?
It's weird. But
maybe it was some kind of sacrifice to Lucifer.
It could have been. And, you know, hopefully they have that guy on Coast soon so that we can talk about it, Chris.
Maybe Stephen King is a Jesuit.
Oh, it's a possibility. I don't have evidence that he's not.
Anti-papacy podcast!
I'm very pro-papacy, Chris. I'm going to convert to Catholicism. I want the old gods.
Yes.
We need more old gods, and I guess Catholicism is the oldest thing we got around here. So
the oldest thing if you could go Native American, but as a white man, it is tough.
They would frown upon that. Maybe there's some like old Appalachian granny magic I can get
into. Ooh, dude.
Maybe that's it.
Check out the Appalachian magic because they do have their own form of hoodoo.
Yeah.
Because I'm reading this book right now that's called The Masterless Race, which is about poor whites in the South. And we kind of forget that the vast majority of people at the time were agriculturalists. And so how are you an agriculturalist if you don't have any land? And so the like about 50% of poor whites in the South are essentially vagabonds and vagrants, like moving from place to place and like stealing and grifting and cheating and doing whatever they can and then moving on because they couldn't stay in one place for too long because they would be killed by the elite power structure in the area.
Sounds like they had a lot of time to get really into herbalism, maybe?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Want to track that down?
And here's the thing. You know, everybody wants to talk about how racist. The poor whites were not that racist. They were only steps above slaves. And so they traded, you know, information and traded directly with slaves because, again, it was one of the few places that slaves could go to get access to things and vice versa, right? It's like, okay, where's the you know, plantation's good meat and where's that? We'll go steal it. We'll trade stuff with you. You'll have stuff, vice versa. It was a fledgling underground society that is rarely talked about. And, you know, we just had this idea that was like everybody was racist. Everybody loved slavery in the South. And it was like, no, there were a lot of people that were very, very hurt by slavery and were very anti-slavery and did what they could at the margins to, you know, affect the elite class, just like the poor have always done.
Yep, you heard it here first. This is a pro-black market podcast. So that is a lesson learned from, that's what I heard at least. The black market's good.
Black market's good, dude.
Black market's good. Well, we're going to wrap up there. We'll see you next week. Chris, scale of 1 to 5 Saturn V rockets created by the former Nazi Wernher von Braun. What do you give our boy Sabrell?
Maybe a Saturn rocket and a half. Maybe just one Saturn rocket. It just wasn't that good, man. You know, again, not a fan of angles and pictures and the way shadows are going on pictures. I don't like that stuff. Never have. Don't really, you know, as much as I say I love science, I don't love physics. And yeah. So that's all physics to me. You know, how fast a building falls down under demolition. Physics. I don't know how much dynamite you need to do whatever.
Yeah.
Who knows? the speed of a rocket going up and the trajectory? I have no idea. All right. Give me like the philosophical takes, right? And the thing was, is that this dude's philosophical takes weren't that good.
No. No, they weren't. I'm going to give him one exploded Apollo 1 rocket. Apollo 1 blew up. He says the government did it. But I agree with you. It's just like kind of this like lame far right, like deep state shit kind of was what it felt like he was espousing, mixed with not that impressive of analysis around the moon landing hoax. And his website is bad with things that don't make sense. And the more I look at it, the more I'm like, what am I looking at? Just wasn't,
it wasn't even particularly effectively right wing. I thought it was just kind of like, it didn't really make sense. And, you know, you're probably right in that he is more in right wing, like areas, right? That's probably the media he is interacting with in whatever way he's interacting with media. And so he has like taken on some of the language, but like not in a way that I really believed it. It was just angry.
Yeah. Right. It was just grievance politics.
He's a reactionary is maybe the better word for what he is than right wing. You know, he's just like, it's all a reaction just, at this point.
I think that's probably a good way of putting it. He's just an angry old man.
Yeah. He's yelling at the sun. You know what I mean?
It's yelling at the moon, Chris.
Yeah. Yelling at the moon. There's no moon. And this is, you know, this is the funny thing with these guys, because it was like, there are no footprints in the, you know, whatever crater they're supposed to be footprints in. But if there were footprints there, then we'd be like, after 60 years, after 70 years, there's still footprints there? I don't think so, mister. And it's just like, dude, it just, this one, I'm just not like, if you want to give me Stanley Kubrick in a Hollywood studio did the first moon landing, I'm here for it. That's a good conspiracy. Love that one. There's a lot of reasons why that makes sense, why America would do that. But like subsequent ones, like by the time we're getting into the 70s and 80s, it just seems bonkers to me that it was just like, well, we got to keep this up.
Well, they had the set, Chris. You got to use it.
We already paid for it, guys. We need to get 30 years of good work out of this set.
Yeah, that's the funny part, is these subsequent Apollo missions. It's like, why did they keep faking it? Well, you don't need to do that. Yeah. You're increasing the chances of getting caught.
Yeah, just the one time was fine. It's like, we did it, you know? And that's kind of what we did, right? It was kind of like, we did it for 20 years, and it was just like, and we're done.
And we're done.
And we're done.
You got nothing else to do up there.
You got to go up to the moon and do what then? What are you gonna do then?
What were they doing? They grabbed a couple rocks and went home.
We're gonna leave some junk here.
leave a pod down on the bottom. Leave our trash.
We're gonna leave some trash on the moon and never go back again. We just litter. But that's humans. That's what we do. You know what I mean? It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
All right, we're going to wrap this up. That's been the show. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
All conspiracy, all the time. Later.